Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Sometimes we fear that God forgets about us and our work and our labor of love. But that's what Paul is reminding them. God never forgets what you've done for him and for others. That fear comes from relying on the attention and applause of people. From the fleshly side, that's where we struggle, because we figure that we're not getting the attention, or people has forgotten all the things that we've done. And whether you've been in the ministry, in the pastoral work, as a missionary, or even a faithful Christian, that for years and years, isn't it amazing? You can do good things for years and years and help people, but if you mess up one time, that's what they remember. As a pastor, I can tell you stories. You know, I'm by the bed. I married people, buried people, been at, you know, at births, at, you know, at children's births. I've been at the bedside of hospitals, been in homes and praying, just rejoicing. But I do one thing wrong, or they think I'm done wrong, and that's what they remember. But they forget all the other things, all the good things. And by the way, I'm human. Amen, preacher. I mess up. I know you don't think that, but I do mess up sometimes. And it's amazing that when somebody messes up, that's what they're... And this is what God is saying. Paul is saying, listen, God never forgets your work and your labor of love. Even though other people will forget, he never forgets. People are fickle. And I have a note here that you can love, you can help them and love them over and over and over, year after year. Everything is great till you mess up then. But God never forgets your work and your labor of love. And that's what Paul's, again, when we look at the book of Hebrews, this isn't a letter of condemnation, but it is a letter of encouragement to those believers who are struggling with life. And again, all the things that has come upon them, because it's written to the Hebrews. And these are believers under deep distress and persecution, and some of them are leaving. So this whole letter is a letter of encouragement to keep on keeping on. God's not forgotten anything. He keeps a record of it. And then verse number 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Paul is encouraging the believers to press on to the end. Don't you quit. Don't you ever give up. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Again, Paul is writing verse number 58. That's that great resurrection chapter. And he said that in verse number 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Sometimes we wonder, is it worth it? But Paul was telling the church of Corinth, you keep on keeping on. Your labor is not in vain. Be like a postage stamp. Stick to something till you get there, okay? Don't you quit. Hang in there. And that's what he's saying in verse number 11 of Hebrews chapter number 6. He said, don't you quit. Had that full assurance of hope. That living faith brings forth living hope. Living faith brings forth living hope. No, notice I didn't say saving faith. There's a lot of believers out there who are still living in defeat. Living faith, though, when you're walking with Christ. Well, y'all remember Lester Roloff? One of the songs I remember him singing, he's a great preacher, but he wasn't a good singer. He'd say, living by faith in Jesus. Remember that? Walking with in his good, in his watermelon. From home, from all harm, safe, his sheltering. I'm living by faith and feel no alarm. That living faith brings living hope. No matter what goes on in our lives, you know that hope. And we know that hope looks to things that are promised by Jesus. It's not a blind faith. We know Jesus has promised us some things. We're going to find out here in the next few verses that God can't lie. It's impossible for God to lie. So that hope that we have, it relies on the promises of God. And it says, unto the end, because he's going to carry us unto the end. It's that joyful and confidence, that expectation of eternal blessing. You know it's going to happen. We walk by faith and not by sight. And because of that living faith, we have living hope. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, that great love chapters is called. You know, verse number 13, that last verse. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity. Why is that the greatest? Because this love that we have for each other, the love we have for Christ, this love will last forever, for eternity. But hope and faith will be done away with. When we see Christ, we no longer need faith. When we see Christ, we no longer need hope, because we receive that expectation, that earnest desire. Not a wishy-washy, but you know it's coming your way, and hope will be done away with. That's why we get 1 Corinthians 13. The greatest of these is charity, because that will be forever and ever. So we see, Paul is encouraging that we desire that every one of you to do this, show the same diligence. Keep on keeping on. Don't you quit. To the full assurance of hope unto the end. Whenever either God calls for us by the trumpet or God calls us home. I say this often. I'm looking for the undertaker, not the undertaker. Wherever my end may be, we want to be found faithful unto the end. And then verse number 12, that ye be not slothful. Again, he's talking about working in that labor of love. Don't you quit. And be not slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience. Inherit the promise. It's interesting. The word slothful means sluggish and lazy. You know any lazy people? Don't answer. Okay. Well, all right. There are some lazy believers. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. The word slothful is the same exact word in the Greek that's used in Hebrews 5:11 for the word dull, D-U-L-L. Same exact word. That's slothful, lazy. Again, remember that we don't backslide overnight. We talked about, and that's what the book of Hebrews is all about. It's a slow drifting, and then they begin to doubt, and then they begin to take dullness, and then they begin to disobey. All these, those 5 points that we looked at the beginning of our study book of Hebrews, that word for slothful is that same word, dull. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them. Followers of who? Followers of those who have gone on before us. Today is Father's Day. All of us have some great, many of us, I won't say all of us. I'm thankful I was raised in not just a good Christian home, a good Baptist home, but I was a preacher's kid. And that's why I was so bad for many years. If preacher's kids and deacon's kids are always the worst. You know, of course, I'm saying that lightly. And some of y'all knew me when I was little, and I'm glad you didn't say amen, you know. But anyway, but he's talking about those that have gone on before us, followers of them. For me personally, it was my dad. Tremendous example of somebody who was close to the Lord, a great Bible teacher, a great dad, a great husband, just a great pastor, somebody who loved the Lord. Well, I kind of, for these people, because they were Jewish believers, many of them looked in the Old Testament. They looked at Moses. Remember Joshua and Caleb. We're talking about faith and believing. Joshua and Caleb, how that they knew there was a land to possess.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be a special guest speaker this Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss Dr. Phil Stringer. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.